time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Michael Freeman from Freeman Farm. And when you came in, I recognized Freeman Farm, but I couldn't exactly pinpoint it. And then I found out you were in Heath, and then I found out that you did beef cattle, and it dawned on me that for like the last 4 or 5 years, we buy your cows.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I had no idea.
So what we do is our friend Mark, who works here at the radio station for years, has gone and purchased a whole cow from you, and then a bunch of us go in on it as beef mates, as we call ourselves. The woman who organizes the hot chocolate run has been one of the beef mates in the past, so it's your cows have made their way to the Belmonte family household for many years, whether or not you knew it. Every weekend in the summer, I grill a steak. It's currently dead in my freezer right now, but that's kind of what you do, right? You sell whole cows to people.
Right, yep, right to the family usually. There's no middleman, no supermarket you have to deal with.
Except for Mark, who's our middleman. Yeah, we appreciate
that. That's between you and him. So it generally works out pretty well for everybody, keeping costs as low as possible and getting it directly from our farm to your freezer.
So for those who have never done this before, like actually buying a whole animal, how does it work?
Pretty simple. Basically, you're on our mailing list and you order a sized animal that will suit your family, depending on, you know, generally how many kids you have.
You have five.
I do.
I have three.
Yeah. So we get a big one. We just tuck one aside that's pretty big for ourselves. And in the fall, after it's grazed all summer long up in Heath, moving around, rotational grazing and all that, we send it off and you pick it up, packaged and ready to go.
Yeah. It's all labeled in the different cuts of meat, the different steaks.
Yeah.
You can get the tongue, which is always fun to like if slide that into somebody else's beef mate pile.
Do you get the tongue?
So I've gotten it in the past, but I don't think we've ever eaten it. I think we ended up then re-gifting it to somebody else.
I grew up eating tongue a lot.
And dogs and stuff. I mean, if you have dogs, they love it, you know, and it's good for them.
Apart from, I guess, the environmental benefits, the farm raised, are there financial benefits to buying a whole cow?
Oh, absolutely. That's, in fact, I would think one of the biggest benefits is the cost. So you're paying a flat rate, you know, $6, $7, $8 a pound, depending on how you have it cut and how much bone you get back. If you have the bone taken out of things, it'll be a little higher. So you're paying, say, $7 a pound for hamburger, which may be a little high, but not really if you go and get grass fed.
Right.
But you're also paying $7 a pound for tenderloin
and
all the really good cuts that you would otherwise pay $18, $20, $25 a pound for. So it's a really good deal across the board for all the cuts, same price.
And now you brought me a little bit of one of your cows here. What am I eating?
You're eating pork.
Oh, pork.
Pork sausage, breakfast sausage with a little bed of mashed potatoes that my 10-year-old daughter mostly made, actually.
So now we have to get the kids of farmers cooking for you, Monty,
every week. Yeah. And so you do beef cattle, but now you do pigs as well.
Yeah, and that was just something my father never wanted to do. He just wasn't into it.
Uh-huh.
But since he's retiring, I said, well, we'll give it a try and see how it goes.
So your father was a farmer elsewhere, right? And then you moved to Heath in the 80s. Is that what happened?
Yep. My family, as a matter of fact, has been farming for, I mean, I don't even know, 200 years probably, for as long as I've ever known. He moved up to Heath and leased out this dairy farm that went under, unfortunately, in the late 80s when all the other dairy farms couldn't make it. And so he's been raising beef up there since then.
How much land do you have and how many animals do you have?
We have about 70 beef and right now 30 or 40 pigs. They run, like I said, a rotational grazing, never staying in the same pasture for more than 2 or 3 or maybe 4 days.
Right.
It's hard to calculate, honestly, 600-800 acres maybe.
Wow.
Total. The main farm that we lease is 250 acres, you know, a neighboring farm, same thing, old dairy farm that didn't make it, that's 190 acres. And then the one across the street is another 100 acres. So, I mean, those are three abutting immediately.
What does it mean for you that you don't own the land versus leasing? How does it work for people, A, who don't farm, and B, don't understand how challenging it is to have enough grazing land?
Yeah, that's a big challenge around here. You know, if it was the 1930s when most of the land was open, it wouldn't be. But now most of our land is wooded and being taken back over, as a matter of fact, because of all these farms that didn't make it. So when people are letting us use their land, it works out well for them because their land is maintained, kept open. You know, we trim brush and keep the pastures down. And most of these people just really like seeing animals on their land as it you know, more or less should be if it's an old farm, which all these are, they're really happy to see the animals out there.
Are they paid in meat or are they paid in actual cash?
Very little actual cash. We right. can't be paying residential rental prices and expect to make it work. Again, and most of the people are pretty happy to get a gallon or two of syrup and a few steaks and just to let us be there.
Did you hear syrup?
Syrup
did you
is
hear
what you're syrup? Doing as well too, right? Expanding into that, or have you been doing that all along?
Oh, we've been doing that all along. Uh-huh. Yep. And you know, we'll start that next week, probably after it's really cold.
Michael Freeman from Freeman Farm in Heath, where I, for years, gotten a half or a quarter cow going in with my beef mates. It's been amazing. I love having a year's worth of beef. I got a giant freezer just for your cow, but it's been amazing because then I go to Heath and I'll go blueberry raking and I'll get 100 pounds of blueberries from Benson Place.
So you're on a Heath diet.
Yeah.
So I just love, Monty, that every week I bring someone new for you to meet. A lot of times you know these people, but today I brought your farmer.
You brought my farmer who I never got a chance to meet.
That was a surprise.
Michael Freeman from Freeman Farm and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. If people want a cow, well, how do they go about doing that?
Straight up call me. Get on the list.
And you're on the CESA Buy Local site also.
All right. Yeah. So you could go to buylocalfood.org and get yourself a cow.
Or a half a cow.